Hudson and Andy Weiss on May 14, 1985 for the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History interviewing Mrs. Shoham Posner at 5717 Hobart Street.
Say Elaine Rosen.
All right, this is Elaine Rosen. I'm asking Mrs. Posner about her feelings on Yiddishkeit, how being a traditional and observing Jewish woman has influenced her life and the lives of her children and husband and even the community in Pittsburgh. Okay.
When I was younger, I think that for everyone like this, be looking forward. When you're getting old, you're looking back, because in front of you have nothing to see. Mm. So what are you looking? What kind of life you had? How you lived? It was a very hard life. Because the First World War was when I was a young child. Then come the Second World War. Then we came in Israel, wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. We came in America, was even harder. And then when I'm thinking now, I'm praying and I'm blessing God for what he did to us. Because it would be easier than it would be now, better for me. Same thing. But I'm thinking what we accomplished, our children. That's the main thing. And this is, for that, I'm very thankful to God, because he gave me the best what I could think about. Mm-hmm. It didn't come easy, but it's all right. Nothing good. Good things cannot come easy. When we came here, our first child came. So I wouldn't talk about financial, how we live, but we tried to give him the best we could. The best. What was the best? A good Jewish education. Of course, not only when they learned English just as well, because they have to be with people to know how to act. But the main thing was my wishes was always my children should do better than I am, or my grandchildren should do better than my children. And thank God I got it. Hmm. What else you want to know?
do you think being an observant Jewish family had something to do with what you accomplished? That it was because you kept the traditions that your children turned out so well?
Yes, absolutely. Without that, for themselves, they cannot be what they mm-hmm. are. In fact, we went through very hard times. There was a time my children went in yeshiva and they were sent out because they weren't able to pay. And I came in to the rabbi and I told him that money I can hope even when I become old to have. Mm-hmm. But Jewish, good Jewish, observant children, learned children, you cannot even hope when you get old. You have to do it now. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow my children come back in school and I hope they're still going to stay when they were.
Mm-hmm. So your oldest one is Zalman, right? And Zalman's a rabbi in Tennessee.
Yes.
And
now he's this year was 35 years since he's as a rabbi in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it's the same, they made a party for him, an anniversary for his wedding anniversary, and the time where he's in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was a beautiful, we were there, it was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 21 years old, the Rebbe, National thing before the old, sent him in Europe. That time it was after the Second World War. He was 21 years old. He sent him in Europe to the camps, mm-hmm. to the people, to encourage them to make it feel good. And right when he came back, he sent them there. They asked for a good rabbi, and he sent Zalman there. Since then, his dad is, he has a beautiful school there, like we have in here.
Uh-huh.
And he accomplished it.
He's an author? Yeah,
that's what I call now. I have to, this is his, that's his first book.
Mm-hmm.
Then he have...
Think Jewish, by Zalman Posner.
Think Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And then he have translated all the portions of the week.
I
English.
Have that book in my
house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sedra.
That's what I
week.
Ask now my
uh-huh.
daughter if they have it in there. And when we have here the party been lately for making to help pick up the gifts we have. So he came. So he said a couple of words. A lady comes over to him and says, how did you raise such family?
Well, that's the greatest compliment you can have as a mother.
Baruch Hashem. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied. I'm thankful to God. And I know that just because all my time, as hard our life was, I never complained, and I never feel bad about. I was always thinking, just this is go through, something is torn
be
from
better.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I always hope to wait for the time that comes.
Did it come? Is it here?
Yes,
now it's
that's
here.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what
it
I
is.
Wanted. That's what I wanted. So I never feel bad about that I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would never say I was poor. I never think I'm poor. I don't have any money.
That doesn't mean anything. So you have seven children?
Seven, six.
Six.
Three sons and two daughters.
Who came after Zalman? Was it a
second son?
Mm-hmm.
He's in New York.
And he's a rabbi in New York?
He's a rabbi, but he doesn't have a synagogue. He's teaching, he has a class in the university, in the Yeshiva University.
What's his name? What does he specialize in? What kind of class does he teach?
He's teaching, I don't know exactly what he's teaching, and he's a sheikh also.
Uh-huh.
So between that, he is making a living. The children, all of them,
so
just the way we want them to be.
He has nice children, too.
Beautiful children, beautiful children.
And
after him is Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. Well, Kenny is, we all know Kenny in Pittsburgh. She's the principal of the school.
Kenny became, when we came here, Kenny went in New York. She will graduate the elementary school. She went to high school in New York, also in a yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
She went also through a lot because we weren't able to pay. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a dormitory that time. And it happened that somebody told us that she came up. You know how she wasn't, she with another girl, wasn't sitting in a hall at night. They didn't have bed to sleep.
Oh, my.
Well, then we called her up and said, can you come home? She says, Mommy, Farlem and Teire is elsewhere.
To learn
Torah is
it's worth it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it. But right away, the people find out and they took her. Then the mother, the lady who took her in the house, told me that she's something.
Well,
best
she is. She really is.
As a child.
Mm-hmm.
After her comes the son, Sushi. He's in Israel. He's now in Barkabat, is also teaching. Yeshiva is there. He's involved in a lot of things in the yeshiva.
Where is this located in Israel? In which city?
Lud.
In Lud.
Yeah, Lud. It is there, a city of Lud,
mm-hmm.
right by the Shikun Chabad.
Mm-hmm.
In Lud, Shikun Chabad.
Okay, Shikun means neighborhood, right?
That's his son was engaged so this Sunday here.
Oh, that was the party you had this weekend.
Yeah, that was the party.
So he came in too?
He's learning in New York.
The son, the boy,
no,
the
no,
grandson.
The son didn't come.
Your son Zushi did not come in.
Did not come out, but that's why we made here the party because he doesn't have his children, his parents here.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the party here. The Hassan will be in New York because the girl is in New York.
Okay, so after Zushi,
Zushi Posner.
Then you have another girl?
After Zushi, we had Bessie.
Oh, now Bessie's in Italy, right?
Bessie's in Italy.
And her husband's the chief rabbi of Milan?
In Milan. Uh-huh. And she's the chief rabbi in, you know, school.
Yeah.
And she also has a school like we have in here. Wherever our children come and first thing what they're doing, they're opening a school. To have there to educate the Jewish children. They also their tops.
Mm-hmm. And then who came?
After Bessie, Soreditke. Soreditke is in Israel. This is something I just want to have. She is something. You know, it's remarkable. She was also in New York in the high school. She graduated. She was 16 years old. School. She went to seminar. Then she in seminar the learning is. No, when she went in seminar, they have a half a day only. So the other half a day, they're free. So a rabbi there came and asked her to be a teacher in her school, the half a day when she's free. And she teached her for a year. For a year, 2 years. Then when she was 18, then she graduated seminar. And she went out from the school. So I came to the graduation, so the rabbi came over to me and says, give us our daughter for another year. Mm-hmm. I said, we have our old school, so why can't we give her? She says, please, she did so much for our children, that please give us. I said, I'm sorry, we cannot do it. But of course, soon she came home, Bessie called up from Milan that she needs a teacher, otherwise she must have a teacher. So we sent her there.
Mm-hmm.
So she stayed with them. The second year, she came for home, and we thought she'll stay with us already. So it's again, if she call up, and if she's not coming, our school get closed. Because in English, in Hebrew, they can't have anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So she went again, she stayed there for 2 years. That interesting thing was about her. That's about 22 years since she was teacher in New York, in Brooklyn. So I met a woman, McKissport came to a wedding. When she said to me, she knows me, I said, how do you know me? I said, you used to come to your daughter. She comes from there, from the same place. But my daughter was in the school, in the class where your daughter was teaching. And since then, we cannot stop talking about her. It's 22 years already. They would like very much to see her again. I said, now, next week she's coming because we're having a wedding in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I said, get in touch with her and she come to you to the wedding. And that would happen. And they made a table special for her. And all her two pupils came in, even which weren't invited to the wedding, but she just came to that, and they had a whole table, all her pupils. And one of the mothers of those people were coming over, and she said, Soreditke, the Midas Tavis, I don't know how in English to explain that, Midas Tavis, what your daughter gave to our children, Midas Tavis, the good deeds,
the Midas, yeah.
They still have it. 22 years. They should remember. Then one of my grandsons, Label's son, got married. So the mother of the groom began to talk to the mother of my grandson to find out exactly the family.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the family. She find out that she alone, the mother of the bride, was a pupil by Soreditke.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, Soreditke, that was the best year of my learning.
That's wonderful.
But I never heard such thing. 2 years
later.
2 years old, people should talk about a teacher.
That's wonderful. That's
Mm-hmm. Now she's dead, and she's also doing good work. Mm-hmm.
So she's in New York, too.
She's
in Israel. Israel, sorry. She's where in Israel is she? Is she at Shichun Chabad, too?
No, she's not. She's Afula, you know that Afula? Mm-hmm. It's around Afula, a village. It's a small village, but they don't have anything about the Jewishness. And she is a good teacher. So before she used to teach Ivrit, but for Ivrit they can't find them also. But for English they can't find. And the other people, the not religious people, trying to take out the children, but they like very much English. So she became the English teacher there.
Oh, I see.
So she's teaching English, but she's so well known that when we came years ago, we came in Afula, and we wanted to go in Avital, in the place. We took a taxi, so we tried to tell him where it is. He says, Sorelitke? We know where it is.
Oh.
Everyone is everyone on
Sorelitke. She's married, has children to
her? She has now two children in New York.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Oh, those I wouldn't say.
You can't count.
No, you can't count.
Two the boys came here now to the engagement. So one of the rabbis was also here. I said, hi, is he? Best that could be. Mm-hmm. Can you find somebody richer than I am?
No.
And that was my wish all my life. Our children should be better than I am, or my grandchildren should be better than. The grandchildren used to talk English when they got married. Begin to talk, they talking English. Mm-hmm. Everyone talking English. My great grandchildren talking Yiddish.
Wow.
All over, in California, in Australia.
Well, you have people, family all over the world.
The grandchildren now all over the world. Zalma's two daughters. One is in California, one is in Australia. And they send me Jewish letters.
In Yiddish.
They go in Yiddish. I almost forgot myself how to write. Mm-hmm. They writing me in Yiddish.
So approximately each one of your children, six children, have approximately around seven children each, about?
So did you have nine?
Oh my
God.
So Kinahara poo poo poo.
Poo 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 is right.
And
she also has a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to her, she called me.
Well, it's...
But she's satisfied, she's thankful, and she's going on.
Mm-hmm.
She's going on with her life beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we're coming, people are coming, women coming, I should talk to them. My husband talks to them. She makes out of them. They're looking up to her. Once I went there, when she met a woman, she says to me, see this woman? Just when she came home, 2 years maybe after that. In the middle of the night, her husband comes over and says, Rivke, come over, please, my wife has to have a baby. She says, I don't know how to take a baby. She says, but at night, let's fart to the hospital. And he couldn't take her. So he says, you must come. She says, but I don't know what to do. My mother, my wife says, you know everything. And she went. When she took the baby.
Mm-hmm.
When I met her, she was pregnant again. So she says, I told her, don't you do wait for me. I'm not pregnant. So I asked Rivke, what did you do? She said, Mama, I didn't know myself. But before I went, I said, Rebbeinu Shelelom, show me the right way what to do.
That's fake.
When she went, she took the baby after all.
So are all your children and grandchildren, everybody Lubavitch?
Yes.
Do you want to just explain what Lubavitch means? It's a city in Russia where the Rebbe was, but just so that they'll have some idea.
I was a little boy again. My father wasn't home. It was at a time when it was a lot of pogroms.
A pogrom is a riot against the Jews. That's the word in Russian.
So a lot of people went in the Siberia. Irkutsk, Sibir. So one of my mother's brother went, and another one, and they took my father also there. There they made a living. So my mother was by herself. One of my brothers was already 13 years old. So not quite 13, I didn't know what to do. She took him, she heard about Lubavitch. She took him to Lubavitch, and since then we are Lubavitch. So it's, you see that one, you see that picture?
Yeah, yeah. On
that
the end,
one, the
yeah,
end
yeah.
One.
That's your
brother?
That's
my brother. So he was a Lubavitch. Now when the Soviet came there, they sent him in Sibir and died there. He walked to Sibir.
And he died there?
1 month he lived. He went, they used to send that the people which are sending there, they have to walk. The soldiers going in cars, or the people which are sending them, because they are religious, they sending them, they have to walk. So they walked for a whole month.
Oh, gosh.
And he came and he didn't eat anything. He ate only bread and water. He lived only 1 month and he died. He had 2 sons. And they came in Montreal. One died already, and the others are living there. And one of his great-grandsons is now in our yeshiva here.
Oh, so your brother's great-grandson is in Pittsburgh
is in Pittsburgh in yeshiva. We have in our Thomas, the yeshiva is, we had a very good name.
Yeah.
They're sending for, they asking for, we have enough money to, we have no place where to keep it. It would have another 100 people.
Was that
get gas from my great granddaughter?
That was Kenny.
Kenny's daughter.
Right. So who was on the phone, Blumi or Kenny?
Blumi.
This is your granddaughter. Blumi's your granddaughter. Just had her sixth child.
Sixth child.
And five girls. Can you? And the oldest is a boy, so she had five girls in a row.
Granddaughter just had.
Bloom. This, yeah.
She named after my mother.
Oh, what she named the baby?
Rivka.
Rivka.
That's Sora Rivka.
She's named after your mother too.
Sora Rivka is a name after my mother and one of the rabbits. Sora.
I have to ask you, Mrs. Posner, you don't know how many grandchildren and great.
Oh, she does.
I didn't say I don't know.
I'm sure she knows everyone's name and birth.
But you don't. I didn't understand that.
You don't want to give an evil eye.
I see.
But somebody asked my husband how many grandchildren he has. He says, look, if you'll give me $1,000 to the yeshiva for everyone, I'll tell you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That's
well, then living here in Pittsburgh.
Maybe one question about that.
Go ahead, ask what you want to
know. If you could do it all over again. Start again. You would stay with Rabbi, knowing the life you had.
If I would know that I'm going to have
this happen,
I would gladly go through again. Because I'm not afraid of not being rich. I'm not afraid of not having what I want.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah.
No. And I was strong, and I worked.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, but I don't want that on the tape.
Okay. But say a word or a few words to describe your life with your husband.
But what do you mean now?
Looking back, your life, because you started with your husband
and now you end with your husband. Because the children are
gone, doing wonderful things.
Yes.
Yes, and you're proud of your children. And now, what about your life with your husband? You know each other. You're married how many years together? How many years?
This thing was to our 50th anniversary. And it's 9.5 years.
So it's almost 60 years. It should happen to me.
Yeah, that's rich, too, to have your husband.
It was
now it's on. Do you want me to take it off?
You want to
take it off?
All right. Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Turn it off or on?
Let me on.
Okay.
Okay. For him.
In a life happens all kind of times.
Yes.
But always I was thinking, how it's going to look to the children?
Okay.
If the children are, if it's not good for the children, everything was good for me.
Everything.
I see now what's going up with divorces.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm amazed.
Yes, so I'm amazed.
Because there is very serious things, and there are not so serious. It can make
yes.
happy people can do that with little children. Don't they think about them? What
no.
would be with them? And that always made everything good for me. In a life, it happens everything. It goes
yes.
through. In 60 years, you cannot be always
yes,
But the voice thing was, it was in my mind, is how going to act, what going how
would it affect
the
children?
How does it affect my children? On the father by him, by my children, the tops of the world. By me too.
Mm-hmm.
He is. By everybody that knows him, they speak with great respect of you and your husband, with great respect. In Pittsburgh. You know, you've told me when you first came, people shut the door on you.
Yes.
And now
no,
I don't
no.
think people shut the door on you.
No, no.
Nobody
Hashem,
shuts
Baruch
the door.
Hashem, Baruch
and,
Hashem.
Yeah. Nobody shuts the door. And I think that's...
I look at the young people, how can you do that?
They're very selfish, and they're only thinking about themselves.
They think about themselves. When you have the children, you have to think about the children.
And they don't want to work at it. They just don't
no.
want to try.
No.
That's
see,
what it is.
It's too easy to get divorced.
My children are doing the same thing.
And they are, everybody's
yeah.
married.
Yeah.
And
well, they learn by example,
yeah.
and you set a very fine example.
My children, there are things my children don't know. What I've been through.
It was okay because for them it was, and if you look back on your life, because I won't even ask you how old you were, but if you look back, it's
I
a
can't
good
tell
life.
You, I'm not afraid to tell you. I'm over 80. I'm in the 80s. My husband is in the 80s.
You don't look at me. You don't look at me. Mm. You and you feel you can. You go to the Italy, you just came
yeah, physically, I went through a big operation.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was said the amazing woman.
a doctor here in Pittsburgh, a Lubavitch doctor, a regular?
No,
who
operated on me.
Yes, you don't.
Who operated on me.
Do you just go, do you try to only go to Jewish doctors, Jewish
no.
dentists? Doesn't matter to you.
It was when we came here, I went to a Jewish doctor first, then I had
polyps?
Operation also.
Yes,
yes,
I'm on the thyroid, thyroid.
So I asked the doctor to whom to go, he gave me three names. So I took the first name and I went to him and he operated me. Then I had need something, I bent again to my doctor. He says, who operated me? I said, you always going to the goyim. I said, you sent me to him. You
yeah.
gave me, I even didn't know it's a goyim.
Yeah, no. But that wouldn't bother you.
No.
Go, you're a very modern,
no.
modern.
When now when the doctor told me what I have, and I have to have operation, so I asked the doctor, he should give me a good doctor for to operate on me. He gave me, then he felt bad because the other doctors were angry at him why he gave me a goyish doctor. So I said, it's not my fault. I didn't know where that doctor is. I need a good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor is a doctor.
Yes, yeah, so good. But you're feeling stronger now?
I'm not strong enough. I cannot do anything. I'm getting up in the morning, so I think today I'm going to have a lot of strength. But then I'm standing a little bit on my feet. I can't. So I cannot complain. My age is complaining.
So you rest a little bit.
I can't.
And it takes a long time to get better from an operation.
The 5th of May I was operated.
Yeah, but you're better than you were.
I didn't... I'm not better than I was. I didn't have any pain from what I had to get. I had two big tumors.
Mm-hmm.
Two big tumors. He said, I said to the doctor, and then I feel like I'm 9 months. He says, you have like two children in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cut from here up to here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't wake me. But I lost my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat. So, but I didn't lose any weight, so I could not understand what was going on. I'm not eating. How come I'm not looking?
Because that was getting bigger. Well, you look, Kanainahora, not 88.
But I looked like this in the hospital also. When people came over to me and said, what are you doing here? You don't look sick.
But do you go out? And I have to?
Not much. Very little. I used to go every Shabbos to show I'm not going now. I'm weak.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a big effort, I guess.
A week on the